All right, everyone. It's the new and improved season of the Vibes Live Red Carpet Exclusives with your host, comedian Edwin Douglas, myself, Robin Lynn, and, of course, Uncle Ben, Uncle Ben. Right here every Monday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Central Time, and 1 p.m. Eastern.
All right, we've got the Vibes Live Red Carpet Exclusive. Edwin, do your thing, man, do your thing.
How y'all doing? Welcome to our new episode. Before we go any further, you guys know how we do this. First, we want to give God a thanks for a breath to breathe, mind to think, strength and eyes to see, a voice to speak, and a sound in our ears to hear, and the blood of Jesus. Now we got that out the way. Robin, let's do this. Let's give our guest the red carpet intro and do it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the one and only Angel Session. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me here.
Great.
All right. We are so excited that you're here. We couldn't wait.
Well, you know, Angel, I've been following you for at least a year. Robin had introduced me to your work. And you have some great work out there. You've been in the business for a long time. Could you tell us what made you get into the music business?
I remember way back when I was so very little, always desiring and wanting to sing. I used to watch a lot of commercials. I was like around 6 years old. And every song that would play that's like a jingle, I would sing along. And, of course, at that time, I was very shy, so my mom would peek in the room. I would be like, you know, not wanting her to hear me sing because I was very shy. So my mom always noticed that, my daughter can sing. So she would try to bring that shyness out of me by inviting all of her friends over and have me to entertain them by performing and singing in front of them so I can get out of my shyness, which I learned later that I really liked, enjoy singing a lot, you know, in front of people. Now, of course, I was still, at that time, still nervous, and only a handful of people I was able to perform in front of, but as far as performing in front of a big, major crowd, that took a moment to learn how to be able to do that and not be, and just to have the confidence at the time I didn't have because I was still very young. But I do remember once I started singing, you know, starting in the churches, singing in choirs, and at the time, I was 13 years old. I was a lead singer, and they would call me every time to do a number and sing a song. I started writing since I was 12, and I would make up songs, and then I would present it to the choir director and have him to teach the choir, and I would direct the choir this new song of mine and started to, you know, perform that song in the churches and just had a passion of wanting to be able to one day be a national and international recording artist. Now, how do I go about that? At that time, I had no clue, no idea. It was just a desire and a passion and wanted to do it. And it wasn't until in my early 20s that I actually got my foot wet in the door. But it was hard work, it was a lot of grind, a lot of dedication, every day sweating, just getting out there and just, you know, creating new records as I write my own songs and constantly putting out new records and presenting them to various different labels at the time when I was looking for a deal. And from that point, you know, it took years. I mean, I've had some great success when I finally did get a couple of deals, but where I am today, it was just nothing but the mercy of God to really open this door called social media. And social media was really what got me really out there, to be honest with you, even more than I did with my first two albums, which was with the early days of Ichiban Records in 1998, with my first album, Introducing Angels, and then followed by Vote Records, which Fantasy Records in Berkeley, California, reactivated Stax Folk Records, which Otis Redding and a lot of people were on, and they had signed a lot of the various legendary old school legends, such as Lenny Williams and Brenda Holloway and Frida Payne and the Delphonics and the Dramatics and the Mighty Dells. I was able to work with all of them, be on all their albums and do duets. Ollie Woodson, Maurice White of Earth, Wind & Fire. It was just wonderful. But I still felt like I wasn't there. So I didn't want to stop, and I continued to, you know, pray constantly, you know, where does God want me to go with this, and not having a direction. And maybe there was reasons why God shut doors. He did not want to open, because there were many labels that didn't want to sign me. It's not like nobody was interested. They were. But due to maybe different obstacles that was in my way, maybe it'd be a certain, you know, person or whatever, that it was, I really believe God was directing me from that point to be where I am today. And being on social media really broadened my horizon as far as my artistry is concerned as an artist. And I have more fans than ever before across the world. Well, I remember when I first got on social media back in 2012. All I had at that time was just Introducing Angel and Love Ride. It's not even on social media as far as digital is concerned. You cannot find those albums to download for streaming purposes, or just download. You can only buy the hard copy, which I was kind of sad about that, because, you know, the majors brought it out, Universal brought it out, the EMI Records brought out my two albums, you know, when they, you know, the other companies had sold out, and they sold it to, you know, these labels. So they now own the catalogs of these records. So they didn't make it available for digital downloads, and remember when I was on YouTube, I would be searching for my records, saying, I see all these other mainstream artists. They got fans from all around the world putting their music up on here so that, you know, you can listen to it. If you can't, you know, or just don't want to buy it or whatever, you know, because people are all about not really wanting to buy. They just want to listen. But streaming became this big popular thing, because now you can now make royalty money. You can make money from streaming purposes. But at that time, it was growing, and so I'm like, well, why isn't my records up here? I didn't understand, and I was just new in the social media aspect in 2012. Okay. So as I began to put out my records, starting 2012 on up, fans started to know who I was due to my urban gospel music materials that I was releasing on my own, you know. And then they started to find Love Ride. They started to buy Love Ride. They started to buy Interest Angel, and then before I know, they were leaking my records on YouTube, you know. And even other stuff that I've had never published as far as R&B stuff, you know. So I started to realize my fan base was really growing. They were really wanting more records from me and hearing more records from me, and getting a lot of various great emails from beautiful fans from around the world, letting me know how they are so inspired by the songs I've written, because I like to use a lot of scriptures from God's Word due to my urban gospel music. And,
so good. So let me ask you this: If Angel Session wasn't a singer or songwriter, what would she be doing today?
Well, that's a good question, because, you know, back in 2003, and as you know, I've been doing this. I think even though my records came out in 1998, in 2003 I did go to school. I went to, you know, the San Leandro College to become a dental assistant. And then from then I went to be an administrator, and I graduated in 2004, and then I also went for my RDA license to be a registered dental assistant. And then I fell in love with wanting to be an administrator working in the front desk. So for 9 years I was doing dental work, you know, from 2003 until 2012. And then, you know, so I was doing that while still doing my music, you know, both. And I decided to go full swing into this when I got into the social media aspect. And then I finally just let the dentistry go and wanted to do this music industry full time, full swing in 2012. So if I wasn't doing music now, I'd probably still be doing that.
Oh, okay. Okay. Robin, you have anything to ask?
Well, 2012, it was when Angel blew my mind because she came into the Vibes Live chat room. It was about 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, and we were in there hanging out. There were independent artists in there, and we were playing their music and just kind of hanging out with them like that. And Angel came in for quite a few visits with us. And just her presence, she turned the whole place down. Everyone was Angel Sessions, Mark in London. Godbrother was there too, and it's just so amazing. And I was just really taking root and understanding back in 2012 about social media and the effectiveness and how we can use social media to accomplish what it is, you know, that we're doing. And it's so, what I want to ask you is about the social media. What would you say? Would you say that it's essential to utilize the social media, whether you're an independent or a mainstream artist?
I think that social media is extremely important, and, you know, like in my philosophy, my, you know, my way of seeing things, because social media has changed my life, and I say through the grace of God, because I'm telling you, for many years, it was very hard struggle for me to really get a record deal. I mean, I really wanted it bad at that time, you know, some years ago, and although I was on a break of getting it signed through various mainstream labels, and obstacles got in my way that it didn't happen. I see it as I can look back why it didn't happen. It is now unfolded, whereas indie labels, I'm not indie label, indie artists and mainstream artists, I look at them as just artists. I don't see that there's a difference anymore between mainstream and indie. The only difference is because the mainstream artists are signed to a label that has the backing financially, and they can really, fund their artists and get them out there in a great mask way, which is great, you know. And any artist has to learn that marketing and that promotional and advertising campaign tool if they truly are serious about their craft and believe in themselves to just do what they need to do to help themselves. Don't sit back and wait for whether it be an indie label or a major label coming to you and saying, I'll pick you up, I'll sign you, I'll do this, and you do nothing. Because today, labels that are, I'm talking, you know, the big boys, they don't want to just start from scratch with an unknown artist who has no fan base, mm-hmm. and start you from the beginning and put all this money into you and break you big like they did back in the old school days, where they used to do it, and you needed them. Because there was no social media, so you couldn't, as they say, do it yourself. There's no way you could do it yourself. If it wasn't for, you know, getting signed to an independent label that was merging with a label distribution or a mainstream label, you would just be out there stuck trying to sell records out of your pockets or your trunk of your car or your friends. But how do you actually mask your way of getting it out there worldwide? You couldn't do that. You needed them. But now you can now do it yourself. Mm-hmm. And there, of course, they'll sign you, but if you don't have a following, if you don't have, you know, at least social media presence, then they don't want to throw their money away. They just put money on you, and then all of a sudden nothing happens. You know, because, you know, they do spend a lot of money on these artists. They do, you know, and they definitely want to recoup what they have spent on you. So if you already have a fan base,
yes.
you've worked with yourself, you've done a lot yourself, and they can see that, look, she's got all this fan base, she's got people that want to buy her record, she's doing so well, they'll knock on your door, they'll sign you. And I still always stipulate that records have to be good. To me, it's like you got to have a great record. You know, that's another thing, too. If your record's great and people love it, and your fans are to me, the next record label, they're the ones who support you, and if your record's good, and you just got to get it out there to the mass, and to me, the mass is the people around the world, the fans. You don't know who they are. You have to find your niche, Find your mark. Find who's your audience that's going, that you're trying to target. Because not everyone's going to gravitate to my records and like my records. If, you know, if they're listening to straight hip-hop or straight rock or straight, you know, heavy metal, or depending on the type of genre of music that they love listening to. But there are many that will like what I do, and those are the artists I'm trying to target. And there are people all around the world, you know. So I use social media for that purpose. You know,
yes.
It's so important to do that because this is how I reach the mask. And only through the mercy of God, it wasn't for him, this couldn't be for me.
Amen. Amen.
You also have formed a record label now, correct?
Yes. Yeah, we have Atlas Lee Entertainment, LLC, is our label, and it's three founders. It's myself, Rodney Cruz, and Demetrius Guidry, and we are the three founders of Atlas Lee Entertainment, and we have myself and my daughter, Shardella Sessions, who is an R&B artist herself. We just released an album on her, which is called The Evolution of Shardella, and it was released August 25th of 2017, and it's been out for about 5 weeks, and it's been at the top of 100 U.S. charts. Right now, currently at number 11 on the U.S. charts for best R&B contemporary album for 5 weeks. It's scrolled up and down between that, but it still stayed on the charts. It's still there now, and also number 5 for best new release album at number 5. So we're very proud of her. You know, she has a great album. She writes a lot of her songs. We have released two of her singles. The first single we released was For Me or Not. We have a lot of the BDS mainstream radios playing her right now, currently, for that record. And it has made it on the U.S. charts for the past four weeks, you know, at the top of 100 charts. And then also the second single, which is called Let's Go. And now currently we're going to be releasing her new single, which will be October 13th is the date we're choosing. For the new single called Bump, and that features me. I wrote the song Bump. But Let's Go and For Me or Not was written by Shardella herself.
Now, I like that song, Let Go. I listen to a lot of your music. And then this other one, oh, my God. I thought it was a Spanish song, but because it was a title. What's the name of that song?
Hasta la Vista.
Oh, yeah, I got in my car. Angel, I'm going to be honest with you. I got in my car, and every time I stop at the red light, my window was up. They didn't know what I was saying, but I know what I was saying. I was pointing at them, and they were looking at me, what, why, yeah, only if y'all knew. Only if y'all knew. It's Angel Session. I learned from her. But I love that song. I love it.
Thank you.
I love that song, and can't wait to see you do more. You and your daughter, both of you guys, both of you women, have beautiful voices. You're very gifted in writing, putting songs together, good music, R&B, gospel, and I wouldn't be surprised you end up doing blues and country. That's how gifted and talented you are, you know, so.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I do have a surprise coming. I haven't put it out there on social media as of yet, simply because I'm so focused on my artist, Shardella, and her new third single coming out. But I do have something new coming out.
Okay, cool.
Excellent.
Before we let you go, tell our Vibe Live family where you can be reached, how they can, where to follow you, upcoming show, concert, I mean, whatever you got going, because we're going to drive everybody to your site. That's what Vibe Live does. Just tell our family where you can be reached at.
I can be reached on Facebook. I have two Facebook, actually three. One is my personal page, which is Angel Sessions 5, and then I have a fan page, which is verified, so it's Angel Sessions Music, and then I have the First Lady of A, Atlas Lee Entertainment AE, Angel Sessions. Those are on Facebook. And then I have, I'm on Twitter, @AngelSessions, and that account verifies, so you can find me. And then I'm on Instagram at Angel Sessions. I also have a website, www.angelsessions.com. You can reach me, reach me there if anyone wants to email me if they have questions, or look at, you know, see what my latest thing that I'm working on currently doing. And also, I wanted to mention this just to get plugged in for this opportunity for many artists out there I'm excited about. My label, Atlas Lee Entertainment, we are doing our first annual music award show in 2018. It's called the Atlas Lee Entertainment Music Awards.
Okay.
And in January, we're going to start launching it with the artists from all around the world opening their record in, their music. And then in July, that's when we're going to start doing the nominations. So we are already promoting that right now on social media. And we're very excited about that. And anyone wants to know more details, please go to www.AtlasEliteEntertainment. And when you're there, look at the front page, and then you'll see a link where it'll say Atlas Lee Entertainment Award Show. Click there, and you can read all the information and the FAQ regarding that. And then we also have a presentation, 30-second snippet show video to showcase this amazing event that we're going to be putting on.
Angel, I want you to keep this in mind. We tell all our guests, this is your new home for life. Even though you've been around and known Robin, we have over 2 million listeners tuning in from 200 countries, and we have proof. I think we're now pushing on 3 million since I've been around since March.
Yes. 2.5 million.
Yes.
Oh wow! Look at you, girl. Wow.
So
excited, right?
We do have the Vibe Live group page. Whatever you got coming up, this is your home. Post it on the social media Vibe Live group page. You got comedian Evan Douglas. You got Robin Lynn. This is your home. You don't need our permission. Anything you want us to push to get it out there, we pushing anything. Whatever you have. We'll make sure everybody knows what's going on with
Angel Sessions. We got that new single, Bump for Shardella. Definitely want to push that, which is coming out on October 13th. So we're so excited about that. So that will be lovely.
Yes. Vibe Live will be playing that. This is like we're playing all of her other songs. Probably playing right now.
Awesome.
Wow.
We appreciate you, Robin. Love you so much. Thank you so much.
Love that. Thank you so much for being here. Wow.
Keep up the good work, Angel, and I'll be following you.
Thank you. I appreciate you, too, and I love you guys. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you to all my fans, and always to God be the glory.
All right.
Oh, and can I say shout out to Demetrius Guidry, Ronnie Cruz, Addison Lee Entertainment, Shardella Sessions.
Yes.
Get on it.
That's right. Hi, fellas. Hi, everybody. Hi, Shardella. Hi, Mom.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. That was great. What we're going to do, don't you guys go nowhere. For those who are tuning in, we'll be right back. You heard me?
Vibes Lives has something very special for you right after church. Gospel brunch and sunshine. I am Robin Lynn, and join me for Jazz with Jay every Sunday and a glass of wine on VibesLive.com. 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Over here, white folks over here. Oh yeah, everybody at the gate trying to get in. And there's always one person trying to get a hookup. Trying to sneak in. Think he got it made. His name is Tyrone. Tyrone had it going on earth. Tyrone was wealthy. Tyrone had women, cars. Tyrone traveled all over the world. Tyrone with Tyrone. Here come Tyrone. What's up, player? I see you, boy. What's going on, man? Right. Going on? Okay, now I see you. All right. Y'all doing all right? I'm gonna try to sing the way in. I woke up this morning with my mind. Stay on Jesus. Woo! Woke up this morning with my mind. Stay on. Hey, I'll talk later. I woke up this morning with my mind. Finally, Tyrone gets to the gate. And his mind and his heart, him and Jesus, tight. Hey, Jesus! This is your boy Tyrone in the house. Tyrone in the house. Open the door, man. It's your boy Tyrone. Yeah, boy, yeah. I made it. And you know, God, the only way you get an opportunity to know God, I got to know God through Jesus. You know what I'm saying? And Jesus ain't got to say a whole lot, you know. He going to say what's on his mind. Jesus, open the gate, man. We're praying, man. It's your boy Tyrone. Come on, man. Jesus, come on, JC. Open the door, man. And all Tyrone heard, go to hell. Tyrone said, oh, come on, man. I can't go to hell, man. No, don't do your boy like this. No, don't do this. So Tyrone goes to the black folks, right? Come on, y'all. Y'all pray for me. Please pray for me, man. Please, man. I'm going to hell. Pray for me. And for those who know, black folks will turn their back on you. Quack! They're going to sing the same song Tyrone was singing. I woke up this morning with my mind. Stay on Jesus. So Tyrone, he even broke down some more. This time he goes to the back of them folks. Now, don't take this personal. The Mexican folks always work. As a matter of fact, they already in heaven got a job. They couldn't have grabbed it. Sorry, my friend, me speak no English, my friend. Tyrone, he break down some more. He break down some more. This time, you know, he goes to the white folks. And you know, white folks, man, one thing I give them a lot of credit for. They will come by and check on you. Hey, buddy, what's going on? Hey, Tyrone, buddy, why are you crying, buddy? You're going to hell? Sorry, buddy, can't help you. Gotta go.
Hello, I'm Robin Lynn Maven, the CEO, creator, and producer of Vibes Live. We have over 2 million geographical listeners reaching 200 countries with nonstop music 24/7. Just tune in on VibesLive.com.
All right, we're back again. This is Vibe Live, Red Carpet Exclusive. Yes, right here on VibeLive.com. I'm your host, comedian Edwin Douglas, along with my co-host Robin Lynn. And for those who've trying to figure out who that comedian was, that's your boy, comedian Edwin Douglas. But great interview with our guest on the red carpet at a family session. I really like her music. I really do. I love her music, and congratulations to her and her daughter. And we'll keep you guys posted playing their music on the Vibe Live. You know, Robin, I got to say before we bring in our next segment, I just thought about something when I was listening to myself about the Mexican maybe in heaven. Already got a job. Now we got a theme song. Do you think that I can borrow that song when we get to heaven? Robin Lynn, hanging out with the Mexicans.
Yes, you sure can. I'll send it right on over to you by courier. Right now.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we must move along with Uncle Ben Book Club. Uncle Ben, how you doing? Uncle Ben, hanging out with Robin Lynn Maybin, comedian.
Hi, Uncle Ben. Greetings to you, man. Good to see you again.
Yeah, Uncle Ben. I must admit, comedian Edwin Douglas, you're pretty funny. Uncle Ben. What I do, man, but it's not about me. What do you have for us today with the book club? Uncle Ben. Hanging out with Robin Maybin, giving y'all the book club today. Uncle Ben. Choice today, author of the week is Jody Bostock, and single on purpose, the book of the week. Uncle Ben.
Good job, Uncle Ben. Wow.
I see you doing your homework, boy. Tell us why you select this book. Well, Uncle Ben, after listening to Miss Bostock, how she expressed herself, how to be single, and women must wait on Uncle Ben. Here I come, ladies. Now, hold on, please. Hold on, Uncle Ben. Listen to what you're saying, bro. Uncle Ben. That's why I select the book of the week, Single on Purpose. Uncle Ben. Well, I tell you what. Okay, give us one thing, since you were listening to Jody last week. Give us one thing, or just say one word that give me proof that you've been listening, and you got the book, and you read the book. Just give me one word that you can say and give us proof through the conversation you heard and the book that you comprehended. Uncle Ben, one word, obedient. All right, my brother. All right.
Yeah, all right.
Okay. One word, describe. Okay. Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Vibe Live family, I'd like to give Uncle Ben a round of applause and giving congratulations.
Yeah, he did good.
Congratulations to Jody Bostock. You have been selected Book of the Week, Single on Purpose. Yes. Go get the book. I read it. And trust me, you read this book, you get it, you will learn a lot. Okay, good job, Uncle Ben. Move along with Vibe Live update. What we have here, Robin?
Vibes Live updates. Oh my goodness, everything seems to be up. There's an uproar, upset, take the knee, don't take the knee, all these things. Unfortunately, we've got people in charge that's making things a little rough for people, and the person is very vocal and obstinate and ruffling feathers. And then our responses to that across the board, you know, everyone is fighting and everyone is saying something. But then no one is really, really, really doing anything other than fighting and saying anything. And we can continue to point out the differences, you know, or we can really consider that we're all the same and we're all in this together. And so in situations where we're stuck, where our clergy, police, and the government aren't stepping up and doing what's the right thing, you know, then we need to band together and educate and stand up, such as doing things as, you know, the president, maybe we can call for impeachment, but there are things we can do within, just even right now, to make things better, right where we're at.
Well,
yeah.
I want to say one thing, what you were saying, working together. It really began in the home, leadership, in the churches, organization, the community, and belief in Jesus Christ. Now, don't get me wrong, all of us are possibly in a different mindset. We shouldn't have to wait for a major disaster to come together for an occasion. We need to make up in our mind we are going to come together and do what's right for our children, for our families. Yes, the biggest argument is about the flag, because of the United States of America, the flag represents the symbol of our country. But at the same time, we have a number of people doing what they think was right, or their belief, with the flag. Some people, now speaking on civil rights, we have different groups, different organizations exercising their thought what's right in their own mindset. And so now we're speaking of rumors of war. Now we're fighting with words. Some people are manipulating and using power, money, power, and thinking that they can control. Well, let me sum all that up. God is in control of everything. He controlled and allowed. I believe what is happening today is going in cycle. The young man, Colin Kaepernick, my fraternity brother, Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated, and he also a professional NFL player, played quarterback. And somehow I believe that God put this in his heart, okay? And if he really, 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 really wanted to put football first, he wouldn't have gone this far. So that's why I brought God into this, okay? That let me know that he has a heart. That let us know that it's not about the money. It's about what's right and what's wrong in his behalf. But the media and President Donald Trump and other politicians, other individuals, groups, want to say that he's disrespecting the flag. Well, what about the people who disrespecting other people by using hate, saying things that should not be said? Is that disrespecting? Think about it. Okay. So, but at the same time, what about when it comes to voting and when it comes to doing and giving what the community needs, but you're taking advantage of not doing what's right? Is that disrespecting? What about the decision making of what put in front of us? Okay, and you're taking advantage of it and act like it does not exist. For an example, you see that people need food, clothing. Don't get me wrong, they have the same opportunity once upon a time, just like everybody else, but it was a choice and a decision that they have made. Some of the choices we could not help, but somehow, speaking to all our ministries and bishops and pastors, don't you have the power behind the word, the Bible, that God had illustrated what our duties are to help one another? Understand not what love is, but who is love. If you don't know that answer, the answer to who is love is God. Get it out of your own understanding and get into God's understanding. You heard me? And I'm going to leave that right there. Oh, yeah. Bobby, before I get pissed off, what else we got coming up? Let's get into that. We'll save that for another episode because I'm getting hot and heated. Yes, I am.
Okay. All right. Simplify. we have coming up, as usual, a great weekend coming up. We've got Wide World of Disco Daddies, a Disco Daddies Wide World of Hip Hop Radio Show, Saturday, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. Sunday, we've got Gospel Music Explosion with Praise and Worship with Minister Robin Lynn. Jazz with Jay. Rounds out our Sunday. Mondays, we're back with the Vibe 5 Red Carpet Exclusive.
And with that, every Monday, starting now, I want everybody to tune in every Monday on Vibe Live Red Carpet Exclusive. Guess what? I'm going to give you a sneak peek announcement. We will, Vibe Live, will give you a little bit peek announcement on the 30th anniversary, the playwright, producer, Shelley Garrett.
Day.
I would do a special event. Now, you got to tune in every month and find out how you could be a part of this live special red carpet event radio celebration anniversary for the one and only Shelley Garrett. Yes, tune in and find out how you can be a part of and have your own VIP pass. And the only way you better get that, you got to tune in every Monday. We'll let you know what date, the location, and the time, and what month. But you got to tune in right here. And next week, is the Simpson family. And they'll be here next week, and we'll be posting to keep on keeping the Vibe Live on VIBESLIVE.com, VibeLive.com. Okay, what else
we got? On Tuesdays, we've got How to Succeed in the Social Marketplace, a comics view of interpersonal communication. Yes, hosted by comedian Marvelous Milton Ray Smith. Kevin and Nikki Show on Wednesday. Kevin and Nikki Show are blowing up, too. And Kevin is in Arizona. He's winning some type of award. They're going to be bringing home, what is that? Help me.
We're going to pray that he bring the award. It's called the Church, not Church Celebrity. I know it's in Arizona. Church Stars. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. You can log on Church Stars. .com and follow them and get more information. I'm sure they have photos and pictures. But our own radio personality from Philly, Daffy, along with Kevin and Nikki. His name is Kevin D. Benton. Congratulations, Kevin, for having a nomination to be seen, to be heard. And I'll be praying for you, my brother, that you bring something back home.
Bring it on home. Thanks for keeping the vibes live, Kevin. Thanks for keeping the vibe live. Yeah. I love the Kevin and Nikki show because, like they say, we're everywhere.
That's it. Wow. I didn't mean, I want to apologize, Robin. I didn't mean to get up. Because you know how I am. You know how I can get. I work very hard. And when someone, what I consider not doing what's right, and I don't mean to go off on the politicians and pastors and bishops. This is my heart, okay?
And this is
my passion. And when you're not doing right, I mean, I'm not perfect either, but some things that you should not be saying or doing because this is a freedom, a country with freedom. Now, I'm going to leave it right there. I promise you I won't bring that up no more because I got the vibe.
Well, listen, I think you handled this very well and better than you than me because I think if it had been me, you might have been having to post up some bail money right about now. So.
I got the vibe. I got the mic. I talk crazy when I get on the stage. That's what I do because I'm going to tell you what the pastor ain't going to tell you. I had a good time.
Yeah, I did too.
Don't forget, y'all, tune in next Monday. We're here. Matter of fact, stay on Vibe Live. This is your home, too. Until next time, I am your host, comedian Evan Douglas, and
I'm Robin Lynn.
Peace and may God bless you.
I've been recording a lot because, you know, right now I understand myself way more than I ever did, you know what I mean? Right now my soul is at peace, my heart is happy, and I walk around this B.I. feeling way to a Leah. Jam! Somebody pulled a lot. They said heaven's in the sky. Somebody told a lot. They said heaven's in the sky, ooh. Somebody poured a lot. They said heaven's in the sky.
Throw it out the window.
Throw it out the window. Says I. Imagine living life in sick. Then imagine living life correct. Even I done made them calls collect. That gel that while them cuffs don't fit me yet. That letter from my dog just mean they got respect. That mean they got that homage paid. No need to pay a debt or frontin' over bet. I'ma let this become what it's becoming. My ex just wanna end me, but my now my favorite woman. Know I got a Grammy in me if I keep pushing and pumping. Keep going for what I'm gon' go, aka the gusto.
Nigga,
I was taught to trust no, nigga. But now I toast mo, nigga. Somebody pulled a lot. They said heaven's in the sky. Somebody told a lie. They said heaven's in the sky. Ooh. Somebody pulled a lie. They said heaven's in the sky.
Throw it out the window.
Throw it out the window. Champ says I got heaven right here on this earth. I live my life like man I know it's worth. Seen my color, then I live my life to fight its curse. Tough for a brother, but I know some brothers got it worse. Struggling mothers got us focus on the hustle first. Fathers who miss and get a true rapper's a real averse. Pardon my distance, daddy, I've been on my make it work. Make it flow. Cause you ain't making money if ain't none to blow. And I come to show out, watch me put on. Champ ain't got a show to do, it's studios and beats on. When the beats on, I get personal. Say I talk white, but I'm versatile. I got big business that I'm getting done. My name Champ, a government Breshun.
Somebody pulled a lot. They said heaven's in the sky. Somebody told a lie. They said heaven's in the sky. Ooh.
Somebody pulled a lot. They said heaven's in the sky.
Throw it out the window.
Throw it out the window. Say it's I got heaven from that fan love, but ain't big enough for a fan club. My girl mama tell me my music dope. My own mama tell me I'm God hope. I be searching for me a pool of soap to purify my every thought and quote. My book will read happy like that's all she wrote. And my presence show faith like that's all he told. Somebody pulled a lot. They said heaven's in the sky. Somebody told a lie. They said heaven's in the sky. Ooh. Somebody pulled a lie. They said heaven's in the sky.
Throw it out the window.
Say it's I.
Jam. Elder. I've been making my own beats for like 2 years right now, man. Truth be told, I ain't even make this one up. Shut up. Andre Cup.
Hey, what's going on? You know what I'm saying? This is Brad Focaccia right now. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Clean Cut put together. Oh, man, you got to wait till you hear this, man. It's called Vibes Live number 3 theme song. Man, he got down and done it right, man. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm listening to it and I'm like, damn.
Oh, play that.
What the hell?
We over here breaking records of the year.
Of the year.
Bob, Bob, Robin, Lynn, Maybin. Got you playing again.
Playing again.
You know the win, win.
Gotta get you playing every single day like, hey.
Hey. We over here and we doing it again.
Popping for the top. DJ, time to spin.
Time to spin.
Bob, Bob, character surprise.
Right.
And the world vibes. Straight for that exercise.
Best Talk Radio of 2014.
2014.
Robin Lynn Maybin
on the big screen.
The big screen.
West Music, Florida, representing Mad Capital Records, fingerprinting. Mad Capital Life indenting. Angel Sessions, gospel sensation. Talking all them blessings.
Fly away with Tamika Trayvon. Now you got to hear this.
Hot up off the press. Vibes Live is out.
It's out.
Sparking interest. Young Chi-Town,
Chi-Town,
Ike Ellis, Southeast 360 Music, and Jerry Royce Live. You got to hear this.
Hear this.
Willie Brown, and let's not forget about Freedom Doors and Ministry.
Freedom Doors and Ministry.
I am Vibes Live. Two fingers up. Clean Cut Surprise.
No surprise. I do this for everybody. Honest guys.
We over here breaking records of the year.
Of the year.
Vibes Live, Robin Lynn, Maybin. Got you playing again.
Playing again.
Wishing to win, win. Gotta get you played every single day like, hey.
Hey.
We over here and we doing it again.
Popping
for the top. DJ, time to spin.
Time to spin.
Vibes Live, character surprise.
Right.
And the world vibes. Stretch for that exercise.
Yo, I step up and say
step
what's up.
My name is Clean Cut.
What
and
up?
I throw my two fingers up. You say I'm so cool.
So
I got it. Vibes Live, so full.
So
everybody
cool.
Say I'm sitting on a stool and I'm spinning. But then I'm winning. And then I'm taking over swimming and pimping. But you know I ain't lynching. Keep it off the one time. Forgot to mention. Keep it going. Freestyle pension. Everybody got to get a piece.
Piece.
I keep it real up in the game and I'm smiling,
smiling
with my
with
teeth.
My
they
teeth.
Looking so bright. I stopped the smoking.
Stop the smoking,
stop the drinking,
stop the drinking,
but I'm sober, see,
sober,
I keep it real up in the game, they call me OG,
OG,
OG gets crazy when I'm lyrically,
lyrically
up in the game, got you feeling like insanity, got you over, now you wanna see me triple X to B, everybody wanna come and try to beat me,
we over here breaking records of the year,
yeah.
Bye, Robin Lynn, Maybin,